Those 11 to 12 gallons become your natural kerosene, your diesel, and your gasoline. So this is basically one-third of a barrel of oil is what's be able to be transported and put in our vehicles. The other two-thirds are called derivatives or distillates, which are used to produce solvents for your detergent and for your dry cleaning chemicals, to produce PVC pipes, to produce carpets, to produce plastics, to produce synthetic rubber, to produce synthetic polyurethane, and to produce Kevlar.
Dimitri, thanks for calling in from Houston. Dimitri knows his barrel of oil.
Did you know that at all? I mean, this is how intelligent this audience is. Any subject under the sun, we can open up phone lines and get educated. Oh, it's pretty incredible.
This audience could help us build our own nuclear reactor. If we put out the call, we could do it. I mean, it wouldn't be legal, but I'm just saying, we could probably get the expertise together.
Oh, man. Thank you for the fun year that we've all had together.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Small businesses have been getting hammered. You survived COVID and are now dealing with higher costs and keeping your employees. You need a break. If your business had five or more employees during COVID, you're eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it.
GetRefunds.com will get you the money. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. GetRefunds.com does all the work. They don't charge up front, and they share a percentage of the cash they get for you.
Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too.
Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Elizabeth Warren, they're all attacking America's tech innovators. The left's bill, S-2992, would take away the digital tools small businesses rely on, empower China to beat America in the race for new technologies, and increase the risk of cyber attacks. When liberals attack America's tech innovators, they're really attacking everyday Americans and Main Street businesses. American jobs, America's security, and the online privacy of the American people are all on the line. Why would Senate conservatives support this liberal agenda that threatens American innovation? We need to stop Pelosi, Schumer, Warren, and the rest of the D.C. liberals from taking away our technology and making China stronger at America's expense. Call the U.S. Senate today at 202-224-3121. Tell Senate Republicans to oppose S-2992. ProtectingTaxpayers.org, paid for and authorized by Taxpayers Protection Alliance.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The January 6th committee continues hearings today with a focus on the role of former Vice President Mike Pence. Bob Agnew has more.
John, Committee Chairman Benny Thompson of Georgia says former President Trump, frustrated at his election loss, latched onto what he calls a nonsensical and anti-democratic theory.
That one man, his own vice president, could determine the outcome of the election.
Republicans continue to lampoon the hearings as a waste of time, a diversion away from the Democrats' own failed policies.
This takes their eye off the ball of fighting inflation. This interferes with their statutory obligation and their independence.
That's Republican Study Committee Vice Chairman Mike Johnson. And John, the panel is promising it will prove that then-President Trump knew he had lost the election, but pressured Vice President Pence to reject the results all the same. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at townhall.com, French President Emmanuel Macron says there are signs of war crimes in a Kyiv suburb following massacres by Russian forces.
Macron spoke in the town of Irpin while on a visit with the German, Italian and Romanian leaders to show support for Ukraine. He denounced the barbarism of the attacks that devastated the town and praised the courage of residents of Irpin and other Kyiv region towns who held back Russian forces from attacking the capital. The four European leaders arrived early in Kyiv to the sound of air raid sirens as they made a high-profile show of collective European support for the Ukrainian people as they resist Russia's invasion. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Markets worldwide tumbling as worries about a fragile economy roar back to the fore. Wall Street fell with stocks across Europe after the Fed's rate hike on Wednesday. The Dow is off 860 points now. The Nasdaq down 493. More at townhall.com.
I've always been kind of cynical towards advertising, which I know doesn't make much sense considering I'm currently recording a commercial. It's all the fluffy words that make us cynical, right? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a blue light special, but only, of course, if you call right now. It all kind of makes me nauseous, and yet here I am about to say that right now actually might be a once-in-a-lifetime moment for some of us, and that is the opportunity of a cash-out refinance. Arguably never has there been a moment in time like the last few years where home values have jumped at crazy historical levels, leaving all this extra money sitting inside our homes. A cash-out refinance lets you put that extra money in your pocket to use for life. If you'd like to see your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
I'm Wayne Alaroot for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest growing medical spas in all of Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. That is amazing. They offer everything you need to help you look and feel your youngest. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics also specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures, light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-shot for women, P-shot for ED for men. These are revolutionary sexual rejuvenation procedures. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics today and get 10% to 50% off any of our state-of-the-art treatments. As an added bonus, every P-shot patient will get one free Shockwave Gainswave treatment. That's a $500 value free. Call 702-664-1300. That's 702-664-1300. Or go to LVAMedSpa.com. That's LVAMedSpa.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Long lines and tech issues are being blamed for the vote counting delays in Nevada's primary election on Tuesday. State election officials say new election staff also contributed to the delays, adding they wanted to make sure that they were accurate more than speedy. Even with early voting and mail-in ballots, nearly 100,000 people cast their ballots in person on Tuesday. That led to some long lines at polling places, and the last vote not being cast until about 9 p.m. Tuesday evening. The final vote tallies for the primary won't happen for several days, since the state law allows mail-in ballots postmarked by Tuesday and delivered by this Saturday to still be counted. A sign that the hot housing market might be cooling down, two national real estate brokerages have announced layoffs. Home listing Redfin is cutting its workforce by some 6%, laying off 470 workers, saying that sales slowdown could be years, not months, in length. Residential real estate brokerage firm Compass is eliminating 450 jobs, or 10% of their workforce. The National Association of Realtors reports the monthly payment on a $300,000 mortgage increased $1,200 in December.
It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for a crash and a spill. It's consuming the left two lanes. That's on Interstate 515 eastbound at Eastern Avenue. Also, do expect some congestion as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, south at Oakey and north at Sahara.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is Live and Local for Thursday, June 16th, 2 days after Election Day, and we're still counting votes, believe it or not. Hard to believe, but we are. Huge gains made by Republicans across the country in these primary elections. Of course, the real truth will be told on November 8th, which is the general election. Joining us now, Keith Skipper. He's the RNC National Director of Regional Communications, and he joins us. Keith, what did you make of what happened a couple of nights ago, and why are we still counting ballots?
You know, that's a great question, Kevin. If you really want to get people to have faith in their elections, you need to have timely results. And the fact that we waited, 2-3 hours from when polls closed to when we got results, there's no excuse for that, especially when we saw that the last person had voted, and it still took them another 30, 40 minutes to start releasing results. Nevada, quite frankly, just needs to get better at that. We see it across the country. People can get their results quickly. You know, this is a failure on the part of the state of Nevada, and I sure as heck hope that there are going to be lessons learned, autopsies done, figuring out why the systems failed the way they did, so that way in November – this doesn't happen again, and we get results in a much, much, much more timely fashion.
Should people lose their job? For instance, Joe Gloria, the Registrar of Voters, we have another fiasco this time around. It was bad in 2020. It's not getting any better, even though they said they made changes to the system. Can you talk a little bit about whether people should start losing their jobs?
I think we definitely need to evaluate whether people should remain, but you know, I think the problem with Joe Gloria is that he just has bad instincts. You know, he believed and believes going into November that more people are going to vote by mail and that there aren't going to be a need for as many voting centers, in-person voting places, polling stations as we typically have. And then we saw these outrageous lines in Centennial and Galleria Mall during the primary. If Joe Gloria still has that view, that's just incompetence. I mean, it's clear people want to vote in person, and he needs to make it clear that he's not going to eliminate voting centers and polling stations, and that we are going to have enough stations to handle people that want to vote in person, because it's obvious that Nevadans want to vote in person. So, you know, Joe Gloria he's a very interesting guy, a very interesting person to be in charge of this. It seems that as every cycle goes on, he makes it a little bit more difficult for himself. And, you know, he needs to clearly evaluate whether, you know, what is needed for November and make the appropriate decisions based on that.
Will the RNC, the Republican National Committee, or the state GOP, whoever, will there be any recommendations based on the performance during the primaries of changes we need to make for the general?
You know, I'm not going to get ahead of that right now. Obviously, they are still counting votes. We want to make sure that this all gets done. We have our candidates in place and all that sort of thing. But, you know, we do have a very robust election integrity operation that has been a passion project of Chairwoman McDaniel. And we have an election integrity director in the state, and we are doing election integrity trainings around the state. And we're always looking for, you know, ways to make the best practices better. And so, you know, we are just going to keep focusing on making sure that we have, you know, poll watchers and that we have people that will be there to observe the process. And that's certainly what we're going to be what we were focused on leading up to the primary and what we will continue to build even stronger going into November.
I know that one of the things that the RNC did on a regular basis over the last 6-8 months, and that is classes for poll watchers, poll workers. Can you talk a little bit about how that program worked out? Are you satisfied that we've got enough people for a general election who can be kind of the watchdogs on the election places, polling places?
Certainly. Certainly. I mean, for the primary, we exceeded, you know, we had 104% coverage of our target precincts. Last I heard, may actually have been higher by the end. And we are, you know, we are fortunate that we have a team that has been in Nevada for a long time recruiting volunteers. Our election integrity director was on our team last cycle and knows what it takes to recruit folks. And he's done a very great job at doing that. And we're going to continue to build our capacity and make sure that we have the proper coverage in November because we know that this is important to folks. And it's important that, you know, both sides, you know, Democrats have had a leg up on us for 40 years on election integrity and recruiting poll watchers because of this consent decree from the 80s that barred the RNC from being able to be involved with election day operations or election integrity. That has been lifted. This is our first cycle doing it. So, you know, we are playing 40 years of catch up, but we are catching up fast and furious. And we love where we are, what position we're in going into November.
Again, joining us, Keith Skipper. He is the RNC National Director of Regional Communications. During the primary, you guys have to be kind of like Switzerland, where you're kind of independent. And, you know, even though we've got 15 candidates for governor, you guys have to essentially sit on the sideline. How does your role change as an organization now that we are through the primaries and it's on to the general election?
Yeah, well, you know, we are like Switzerland, and, you know, it makes my job a lot more difficult when I don't have, you know, the alternative that I can share to these Democrats that are on the ballot. But now that the primary is done, we have Sheriff Lombardo as our candidate for governor. We have Adam Laxalt as our candidate for the U.S. Senate. April Becker and Mark Robertson and Sam Peters. We have all these great candidates. And now we can all become one team. We can seamlessly integrate into their teams and be part of their campaigns and do what we got to do to make sure that we deliver victories up and down the ballot in November. And one fortunate thing that we have is that, you know, because of the fact that we were separate, we built our field program, our statewide field program during that time. And so now, you know, these candidates can adopt our field people. They automatically have folks now in the neighborhoods and recruiting volunteers. And we have a huge swath of volunteers all around this state, from Elko to Reno to Vegas, Boulder City, you name it, we got them. And now those volunteers are volunteers for these campaigns, and we are going to be united as one. We have our starting lineup, and it's a great starting lineup, and we can't wait to get out there and play the game and win in November.
Which begs the question, when does the race begin? I already saw one ad from the Laxalt campaign Get It Right, which is really a great ad, a phenomenal ad to open the campaign. But is it safe to say that that we're off and running into the general election now?
Yeah. As soon as polls closed, we were off and running. You know, there's just far too much at stake. You know, Nevada is the poster child for the biggest problems facing this country. You know, our gas is the second highest in the nation at $5.67 a gallon. It's barreling towards $6 a gallon. Families in this region have faced the highest rate of inflation, and the baby formula shortage hit Las Vegas harder than any city. We don't have any time to waste. We are already running towards November. We are in general election mode. We are out there making sure voters know the difference between Steve Sisolak administration, which we have seen, you know, the failures of his handling of the pandemic, compared to Sheriff Lombardo, who has made it clear he knows, you know, that we cannot just tank our economy again. We cannot afford that. We have Adam Laxalt, who has made it very clear he's going to hold this administration accountable for what they've done to this to Nevada families, that he is going to stop the reckless spending that provided far too much heat to this economy and has created a 40-year high of inflation. And we have April Becker again. You know, April Becker is one of the most amazing candidates I've met in a long time. She is going to keep hold Susie Lee's feet to the fire, and we're going to elect Republicans. We have, a great opportunity to get three of the four seats we need to get a House majority. We can get three of those seats here in Nevada. We can get the Senate majority here in Nevada. And, of course, we can win the legislature, and we can take that governor's mansion to create bold conservative leadership here. And we have to start now. We can't sit around and wait. The time is now to get to work.
I want to ask you about an interesting race, and it was in CD1, believe, or CD2 rather. Mark Amade took a challenge from Danny Tarkanian, a guy that a lot of people in these parts know very, very well. Now that that has been established, and Mark Amade has won the nomination, and he's going for re-election, will folks up north be coming together, or do you worry that there is a split that has developed up north?
No, I think the North is very united. I mean, Mark Amade won with, I think he got almost 60% of the vote. I mean, he had a strong showing. Clearly, people know and love the congressman. I've had the privilege of being on the road in the rural communities for the Lincoln Day Circuit and seeing how he is beloved in our rural communities. He is obviously, you know, a son of Carson City. They know him. They love him. They've seen him growing up, and now that he represents them. And the same thing can go for Reno. I have no doubt. And also, Danny Tarkanian knows what's at stake here as well. I'm sure Danny is going to be one of the most fierce supporters of the congressman, because we all know and we've all seen what a Nancy Pelosi-led House of Representatives looks like, how they behave, how they have a total disregard of the problems that everybody is facing right now. And Mark Amade is going to be a key component of ensuring that we have the biggest and strongest majority coming out of November, and that we have a Republican Speaker of the House to start next year.
What kind of a candidate do you think Sheriff Joe will be? He didn't attend all of the debates. I'm not saying he was being shielded, but he wasn't really out there as much as some candidates might be. And I'm just curious, what kind of candidate you think he'll be in a general?
I think he's going to be a very good candidate. You know, the sheriff is a sheriff. You know, he is a straight talker. He takes no grief. You know, we've seen that in the debates, and, you know, when he's been in rooms where, you know, there were a lot of supporters of his primary opponents, you know, he just tells it how it is. And I think that's kind of what people are waiting for. You know, you really saw that leadership over the last, you know, years of his tenure as sheriff. Of course, he provided very strong leadership during, you know, the horrendous tragedy on the Strip, you know, back in 2017. You know, he was one of those, he was not chasing the limelight. He was there to deliver the facts and make sure people knew that what they knew in the sheriff's department. And I think that's what they're going to get. They're going to get someone who just tells it how it is. And I think he is going to provide a great contrast to the current governor, who has really, you know, catered to, you know, the far left in the legislature to the point where, you know, obviously a lot of folks are frustrated with that. We saw the resorts community come together and do it, you know, make it clear by getting involved in primary elections, which they've never done because this legislature was so far left, and the governor enabled all that. And so I think Sheriff Joe Lombardo is going to be a fantastic candidate. You know, I can't wait to get out on the trail with him as well and make sure folks know exactly what kind of governor he's going to be. And that's one that's going to provide strong conservative leadership out of Carson City.
I spoke about 10 days ago to the conservative town hall at the Ahern. And one of the questions that reverberated around the room is Sheriff Joe a conservative? Is he conservative?
He's absolutely conservative. You know, he has made it clear, you know, that he is a no new taxes kind of guy, something that, you know, Governor Sisolak tries to say that, you know, that he didn't support taxes. Meanwhile, he had to be sued because they passed an unconstitutional and illegal tax increase and they lost that lawsuit. You know, obviously he raised taxes on our mining communities as well. And, you know, Sheriff Lombardo is going to be a, you know, if there's one thing where if you have questions about where he is on and whether he's conservative enough, look at just look at his support of reforming our schools and providing more choice for parents in our schools compared to Governor Sisolak, who thinks that the only thing he needs to do to help schools is to just cut, you know, his quarterly paycheck over to, you know, a school district. You know, to him, the answer is more money. Whereas Sheriff Lombardo has made it clear we need big, vibrant reforms. We need to provide more options to parents. That's as conservative as it gets. And so if anyone has any doubts about whether, you know, they're getting a conservative in Sheriff Lombardo, you can also just take a look at, do you have a conservative in there right now? Because we know that Sheriff Lombardo is far more conservative than the guy we have in there right now. And if you want another 4 years of that, you can stay home or you can vote for the governor. But if you want some strong and big, like I said, big and bold, vibrant conservative change, Sheriff Lombardo is the only person on that ballot that's going to offer that.
Keith, in our final minute, how can folks who now are engaged, they probably went to the polls and voted, or they did the mail-in, and they're wondering now what? What can they do? How can they help the Republican National Committee?
You got to go to NevadaGOP.org, and on there is a big button that says volunteer. It is big. You cannot miss it. You got to click that button, give your info. That info will come to us, and we will get you involved in our program. We'll get you to a training. If you want to be a poll watcher, we'll get you an election integrity training. If you want to hit doors, we'll get you in that training. We'll give you the tools that we have at our disposal, you know, the walk apps, the phone apps. We'll give that all to you. We can give you, you know, the folks in your neighborhood who we identify as, you know, they need to hear our message, and we'll get you out there. But you got to go to NevadaGOP.org. Click that big, beautiful volunteer button and give us your info so we can contact you. We'll get you involved.
Keith, why do I think that you and I aren't going to get together again over the course of the next few months? It's going to be exciting. I'll tell you that. I look forward to it, my friend. Thanks so much for what you do at the RNC, and we'll talk again soon.
Appreciate you having me on. Cannot wait to come back on and talk more about how great we're going to do in November.
Keith Skipper, Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications, joining us. Stay with us. Michael Schaus will be along after 1 o'clock, former Communication Director for NPRI. What did he think of primary election day and what lies beyond? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about how the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey have totally changed my life. They really have. While sound quality alone sets Evolve AI hearing aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless. And take it from me, they've done just that. And a special welcome aboard to Dr. Matthew Lingman, a superstar when it comes to hearing aids. He and my buddy Steve Romeo are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out in conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That number again, I'm going to read it slowly, 702-369-1321.